for life engineering, processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to build a life of alignment. Joining Dr. Pat is your host, Gabriella Embon, bringing you bi-weekly wisdom nuggets, your step-by-step guidance to build a life of no regrets. Stay tuned as they uncover powerful processes for you to realize your true potential. Are you ready for some magic wisdom? Life engineering starts now.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Look, I'm telling you, we've got a great show for you today. Of course, Gabriella is coming out of the gate and not wasting any time to really tap into the energy of what does it mean for all of us to be successful? But what is it about rewiring our brains that could really help us? And what is it that we don't know about how we can coach ourselves? And for those of you out there, when you think about this and you think about what Gabriella has created, and you think about the Academy, which you're going to hear about, you'll understand how every episode we've done connects to each other so that you can have a wonderful blueprint to change and transform. Gabriella, does that mean, right? I mean, isn't that really what we're doing here to help people change?
Absolutely. And this episode has a very special place in my heart because I don't think I ever shared that, but our students know that. When I certified as a coach and launched my practice, I felt that no matter what I was doing, it wasn't working, right? So I was looking for solutions and people were trying to give me new strategies, new marketing strategies. And I had a feeling this is not about my actions. I feel like I'm taking the right actions. There's something else holding me back. So this episode is all about that, is what is that other part that might be holding us back from, right, from attaining our goals? And that's why it has a very deep place in my heart. These strategies we're going to be sharing with you today actually made a whole difference and changed my life.
Yeah, it changes your life for a lot of reasons. And, you know, you and I are kind of at the same place because I find, maybe you can help with this, the more I look at the goals and what we're trying to achieve, the more I find things show up that I need to learn how to handle, get past, or rewire. I mean, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And precisely for that reason is that in the life coaching certification, we have included the mindset work, which we're going to be talking about, because the path of success requires working on our mindset. It requires the developing of the winning mindset to attain our goals or to rewire your brain for success. So this is not just something we do in the beginning in order to get stuck and move forward. This is a process that it's going to be following us as we grow and create the next level of success. We're going to be working on our mindset all along the way. So our coaches learn how to address the mindset component, not just for their clients, but for themselves, because if they want to realize their full potential and fulfill themselves, they're going to need that self-coaching, that work for themselves as well.
Yeah.
So today, I'm very excited to talk about how can we rewire our brain for success, develop that winning mindset to attain our goals. Exactly. Does it make sense?
Well, it's not just make sense. I'm going to tell you, you can't be successful without it.
Absolutely.
I don't know about you, but I know most of us have got a lot of conditioning, a lot of things that have been put in here and been wired in here. And the only way we find out about them, right, is when we're up against something. Right. There's an old story about, real quick, if you want to learn about yourself, get into a love relationship with somebody, right? But this is what you have to do for success. Today, we're talking about success. And so take us through this, because it's empowering, isn't it?
Very empowering. And it's where we grow the most. And if you ask yourself how important is the mindset, let me remind you that in episode 3, we talked about the formula that our lives follow, and we describe that formula as 2 different components: our actions plus our mindset equals the results that we create, right? So if you haven't listened to episode 3, there's a beautiful story there with the elephant and the flea. You want to go back and listen to it. But the reason that I love that story of the elephant and the flea is because it truly emphasizes the relationship between our actions and our mindset, or actually between our conscious and our subconscious mind, and how they interact together in order to create our lives. So let's make some order here. We have the conscious, we have the subconscious mind. So our conscious mind is our willpower. It's our choice, our free will. Is the part of our mind that has our logic and sets intentions. It chooses the direction we want to go. It's the steering wheel. But it's also the part of the mind that we are aware. And when we take actions consciously with our conscious mind. At the same time, we have our second friend, our subconscious mind. And I use the word friend on purpose because some people don't look at it that way. Our subconscious mind is the underwater force. It's that engine that moves our vehicle. It's that undercurrent, right? It has stored all our perceptions. You use the word conditioning, our habits, our feelings, our deep-seated emotions, and more. And all that past information has created, all our conditioning, all our experiences has created coping mechanisms with the purpose of protecting us, protecting ourselves and helping. Your subconscious mind is your friend because it's not only there to protect you, but wants to help you avoid pain, right? So we are not always aware of what's stored in that subconscious mind. And at times it can feel like a black box. The reason that this is relevant to know what's in there is because our conscious mind or our actions is only 10% of the effort. The subconscious mind together with the unconscious mind is 90%. So what we understand is that to create results, we need both parts to be heading to the same direction, to be in alignment, to agree. We need to consciously take actions towards our goals, which represent 10% of the effort, but we also need to have coherent and aligned beliefs, right, that agree with the choices and the desires we have. Because when our conscious beliefs support our actions, now you are in the game. That's when your 10% actions are going to become fruitful because your subconscious mind is supporting you. We have the undercurrent going to the same direction that you're going. You're not paddling against the current, and we create desired results.
Yeah. What you're talking about is this. When these are not aligned, you get what people call inner conflict.
That's right.
Right? See, everybody wants to know, where does inner conflict come from? You just described it. It's when the tip of the iceberg is not aligned with the rest of the iceberg that's going on inside. And then, you know, the part of this that you're going to talk about today, which I'm really excited about, is what do I do about it? How do I get to know my friend called, right? Subconscious, right? That's what we're showing people today.
That's right. You said it so well. I like how you said that the tip of the iceberg is not aligned with the rest of the iceberg. When we put the effort, right, but we have limiting beliefs, we have that inner conflict that you are describing, we're most likely to sabotage ourselves and to create results that prove exactly what we believe, what our subconscious mind believe, which is probably not what our conscious mind wants. So it is truly our subconscious mind that hinders our potential. By the way, you know, this is what I love about coaching so much, because coaching, it's not the art of just listening to people, okay? You can have a friend that is a great listener. That doesn't mean that is a coach. A coach or coaching is the science of helping people. One is reveal their potential, and two is rewire the mindset to allow for the fulfillment of that potential through aligned actions. So again, it can feel like a complicated sentence, but it's coaching is the science of helping people, one, reveal their potential, and two, rewire the mindset to allow for the fulfillment of that potential through aligned actions. The fulfillment is realized through aligned actions and aligned mindset.
You know, people ask me, I got asked today, Gabriella, and I think this talks to what you're saying. people ask me, why do I get on and I coach our hosts? Why do I do that?
That's right.
And I didn't understand the question. And this morning there was a woman is saying, I don't understand. You know, I love it. I'm glad you do it. Nobody else is doing it. But why do you do it? I didn't really have a good answer until what you just said. You see, sometimes you need people, a coach, whatever you want to call it, to help you step up to your potential. Many of the hosts here have never done this. And so I didn't understand that until you just said it, because it is a really hard journey to take alone. I know it. I did it.
Absolutely. And you are familiar with the mindset shifts that are needed for somebody to realize their potential sharing their message. So I can, you know, I went through that coaching with you myself. So definitely is one of the components that help the most to be on this journey together. Absolutely. Yeah.
But now you're talking about for people, and I want to be clear about this and really let you run with it. One of the most Googled words. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
It's not money, but it is stuck. The word stuck.
Yeah.
I'm stuck. That's what we're talking about, right? Helping people get unstuck.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's ask, what are the signs that we have? Let's share what are the signs that we have limiting beliefs and how to identify them, right? So one sign that you have limiting beliefs is that you take actions, but you create undesired results or not results at all. You don't see it's not working. In other words, in very simple words, I'm stuck. This is not working, right? When we coach people in the free consultation, we ask them what brings you here. Most of them say, I feel stuck, right? So that's one sign. Another sign that you have that inner conflict or limiting beliefs, or that your subconscious mind is not supporting your dreams, is that you don't take action at all. So one is you could take action but get no results. The other is I'm not taking action. I'm completely stuck in the sense that I'm procrastinating. I'm stagnant. And then, of course, a year from now, if I don't do anything, I'll be exactly where I am today. Another sign that we might have limiting beliefs is that we keep attracting the same pattern again and again, despite our efforts to change that pattern and create new results or different results. We see that a lot with relationships, right? We break one relationship or we leave one job to attract a better job. And then it looks amazing for the first 6 months. And after 6 months, you find yourself, you are exactly where you were in the previous job. So that's also a sign of limiting beliefs. And another sign, and you talked about inner conflict, is that we are aware of that inner conflict. What I mean by that is that we take actions, but as we are taking action, we have contradicting thoughts about it. Or if you visualize your goal, you have these thoughts of, yes, but what if, right? What if people don't like it? What if I'm being judged for that? What if I lose this? So these inner thoughts that contradict the actions you're taking, right? That's the inner conflict you're talking about. These thoughts, this is your subconscious mind talking to you. So all these are signs that your conscience and your subconscious are not aligned and you have that inner conflict. Does it make sense?
Not only does it make sense, I just went through it. You know, people look at me and they look at you and they think we're so far removed from what we're talking about. No, we're talking about things that we experience. That's why we're talking about them. I mean, I almost didn't show up to do a talk in Chicago, May 18th, a real exclusive invitation to talk about something I'm passionate about. But I almost didn't do it because of what you're talking about today. Now, what's the difference between me and maybe somebody listening? I realized that's what was going on. Now, I'm not saying I knew how to turn it around real quick, but I knew my subconscious was telling me, you're not good enough. You don't look good enough. You haven't been speaking. It's not going to be successful. But we're talking about what you've learned and what your coaches do, what coaching can do to get past those things in a structured, proven, fast way.
Absolutely, because this strategy that we're going to be sharing, what I love about it is that it can be applied in any aspect of our lives, whether it is your romantic life, your social life, career-wise, money, weight loss. What an incredible example, right? Or people say, I keep losing the same pounds again and again because I go up and down. So I lose them and then I gain them and then I lose them and then I find them back. So that's because we're approaching the goal through actions only, which of course we need. But let's be clear, nothing happens without action, but we also have to address the mindset. I'll give you an example. I once asked one of my clients, you know, I invited her to close the eyes. I say, imagine you are in your ideal weight. What's the worst that can happen? And that person said, the worst that can happen is that I will leave my spouse because I will feel attractive and I will have the courage to leave my spouse. So, and then I said, and then what's the worst that can happen? Is this, then I'll repeat exactly what happened with my parents. And I promised myself I will never do that. So right away, that promise that is stored in the subconscious mind, right, is playing a big role in this woman trying to release the excess weight, because it's the way of the brain making sure that you stay in this relationship. So we tend to underestimate the power of the mindset. And I want to be very clear, nothing happens without actions. But for these actions to be fruitful, we also need to make sure that our subconscious mind is not hindering our efforts. And that's where the most amount of transformation and growth happens. So let's go over how do we identify if our subconscious mind has any limiting beliefs about a particular topic. We're not talking in general, we have to be specific, okay? So I'm gonna use money as an example, because money, it's a very common example. People resonate with it. We have a lot of conditioning, right, from different places about money. But this process is applicable towards any goal, vision you're aiming for, whether it's finding a soulmate, getting a promotion, releasing weight, any goal, okay? So what I usually do, if I'm not using TeraHealing to identify limiting beliefs, I will ask the client to close their eyes and to think about what they want, think about their goal. And then I will invite them to just open their eyes and quickly, or just answering me with their eyes closed quickly without thinking, the first words that comes to their mind. And I will ask them the following questions. For example, I'll give you 11 examples here. People with money are, and tell me the first thing that comes to your mind. Don't think, just tell me. And again, we're using money as an example. Or money makes people dot, 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 fill up the blank. Or if I had a lot of money, I would dot, dot, dot. My parents always thought that money is dot, dot, dot. Growing up, I was taught that money would dot, dot, dot. And again, you want to answer the first, I tell the client, don't think, just tell me with your eyes closed what comes from your gut. Money is dot, dot, dot. Or I'm afraid that if I have a lot of money, I would dot, dot, dot. Money causes people to dot, dot, dot. Or in order to have money, I need to dot, dot, dot. My biggest fear around money is dot, dot, dot. So what I did is I share 10 different sentences, statements, that they will poke your subconscious mind to tell you what it truly and unconsciously believes about, in this case, money. But you can put love, you can put being skinny, you can put anything, right? And that will show, and you can do that on your own. You can write these answers on your own, and it will give you a real clear picture of what your subconscious mind, the way your subconscious mind perceives money, which I find to be fascinating to be able to access that part of the brain.
Yeah. And I love what you did, because once you have that awareness, and I'll tell you, this is my experience. I have a number of coaches that I work with. When I get that awareness and epiphany, when that like hits me, I'm like dialing and I'm saying, okay, this is important for us to look at, review, and do something about, right?
Right. And it's also important, not only it's crucial to work on that, but it's also important to understand what we are looking at here. This is not what you consciously believe about money, right? So it's not for you, because our tendency, and this is only normal, is to say, oh, I don't have any stories with money. Okay, consciously, we might not. Subconsciously, we don't know. Most likely we do, because our subconscious is affected not only by what we experience as children, but the stories from previous generations, right? All our lifetimes. So we need to be able to separate the two and say, this is not what I believe consciously, and I don't need to agree with that. This is me checking my subconscious beliefs that I might not even be aware. Yeah. Imagine one of these beliefs comes from a great grandfather and you don't agree with it. It's not how you live your life, but it's hindering your potential.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I went through that when you were doing it. I got to tell you, I heard my dad, like, dad, I, like every answer. But that's why I love what you just did, because you noticed I shut my eyes. So I'm glad you didn't ask me anything. But I went through it and I was so amazed at how quickly, boom, when you asked those questions, boom, I got the answer, boom. But the last question about fear, that is the trickiest. That's when your subconscious wants to hide and not reveal, but it's almost impossible not. This is so important, because this is how you rewire your brain, by being aware of what's going on inside, right?
That's right. So once you identify, because you identify that you have a limiting belief, let's say one of the 10, right? Once you identify, what do you do with that, right? I would love to leave the listeners with a DIY process that they can use to shift their own mindset. Sounds good?
Do it.
All right. So the first step you want to do is to look at the sentences and ponder on these limiting beliefs. Okay. Understand, if you remember, where did you pick that idea? Right. Where is it coming from? Is it coming from your mother's side, your father's side, from your childhood? Maybe not. Maybe you have no idea where is it coming from, but it's there somewhere. Right. So the first is to become aware, where did you hear that? Sometimes we hear stories of family members and we don't realize that as children, because we spend most of our time as children in a theta brainwave, that our subconscious is more open, receptive. Then we absorb these stories. So the first is to understand, where is this coming from? I can tell you that many of the limiting beliefs I have and I had, we're coming from watching telenovelas growing up in Argentina, 100%. So even if my family didn't carry those beliefs, just watching those telenovelas will give a very, very narrow perspective on certain topics, like love, money, women, men.
Well, I know. I want you to finish this, because I know we have a few minutes left, but it's really clear to me. The other day I was my grandmother. I had a friend telling me how they were going to cook the gravy for the macaroni. And I'm like, oh no, you've got to cook it. That's 3 days. And they're like, no, it's not. I get it out of a jar. And I'm like, what? And then I caught myself. I was my grandmother for about 3 minutes.
I believe you. I find that fascinating. I find the brain fascinating. Yeah.
So let's bring it home for people, because this is something that everybody can do. Do it yourself.
Yes.
This is what they can do.
That's right. So the first step is to understand, where is it coming from? And then you're going to use your conscious mind to coach your subconscious. You're going to say, okay, what evidence do I have? Do I truly believe this is true? Do I have evidence that this is an absolute truth, right? Do I have an evidence that this is not an absolute truth? And then you'll find that, of course, you have evidence this is not an absolute truth. Not all people with money are greedy. Of course, you have evidence of plenty of people that because they're wealthy, they're even more generous than you can think. So that's the first step. But now we're going to go deeper and we're going to ask ourselves, how does it serve me to have this belief? Or if you cannot answer that, you might want to ask, what will change in my life if I don't have this belief, right? And that's when we really get to understand the hidden benefit of our beliefs. In what way is this belief protecting me, keeping me perhaps, you know, safe by avoiding something? So that's what maybe it's keeping me safe by believing what my family believes. So I feel that I belong. So it's important to understand in what way, even though this belief is limiting you, in what way is also helping you and protecting you, because your subconscious mind is always trying to protect you, right? And then once, and I think this is the pivotal question, the hidden benefit. And then you want to ask, okay, what new perspective can I adopt? And test, okay? Let's put it to the test. If I can, I can say, you know what? Let's do a pilot. Let's take a new belief and test a new belief. And then you guide yourself through a visualization of going back to that moment when you accepted that belief, releasing it and adding a new program. Same as you took that one, you can erase it and put a new one. If you want to visualize you're working in a computer that is your brain, by all means, delete, control delete the old one and copy paste a new belief, and then visualize how your life will play with this new belief.
Yeah.
And commit to act. That's very important, to commit to act.
I think we should say that again. Commit to act. You don't have to do everything at once. You have to take an action though, right?
You do, because changing, and this is probably the perception that many people have, changing limiting beliefs doesn't change our lives, okay? Our actions do. So the rewire of the mindset, what it does, it actually creates a window of opportunity for the actions you take to actually be fruitful, for these actions to work according to what you want. Right. So it's not that once the healing is done, the process is completed. On the contrary, once the healing is done, now you're invited to embrace all these opportunities and take action.
Yeah. Wow. Your message couldn't have come any sooner. First of all, I love this message for where we are, but also you have created an organization, a business, which helps people help other people. Let's let folks know about that. And thank you so much for today.
Oh, this is my favorite topic. And the entire life coaching certification is based on this formula, Rewire Your Brain for Success, because we take the coaches through the process of actions plus mindset equals results for the different situations that people seek coaching for, whether it's career change, relationships, the fulfillment of their potential. So we work with these three components. We have the coaching methodologies and the very practical actions to take. We have the mindset work. And how do we combine them to create a coaching process? As I tell the coaches, having coaching templates doesn't make you a coach, right? Understanding the process of the human transformation is what makes you a coach. So I just want to say that it is the inner transformation that allows for the manifestation with the actions you take. You change your beliefs, you're creating the container to embody the results you wish to create through your actions. Does it make sense?
Gabriella, I'm going to tell you, not only you make sense, but you hit me in the heart, because this is at the key to creating an amazing life. I can't thank you enough for what you do. But I also want to say to people, Coaching Academy, right? Coachingacademy.net.
That's right.
That's where you can not just learn this, but you can help other people help themselves. Gabriella, thank you so much for everything. Thank you for the message I needed today for myself. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Pat, and thank you to all our listeners.
I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on, and we're not done, because you see, what Gabriella has created is a way for all of us to understand ourselves better and then to do something about the things we really want to change. I have agonized over change. Please don't do that. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to Life Engineering, processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to create a life of alignment on transformationtalkradio.com. Join host Gabriella Embon and Dr. Pat every first and third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific for bi-weekly wisdom nuggets on how to create your perfect synergy between your mind, body, and spirit in order to realize your true potential. For more information, visit Gabriella at coachingacademy.net.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers.